Wall Street ended this week of corporate accounting confessions and Federal Reserve decisions on a mixed note. The Dow Jones average fell 0.5 percentage point today, while the Nasdaq rose more than 1%. For the week overall, both indices were slightly higher. NPR's Scott Horsley has an update.
Technology stocks were buoyed today by an encouraging forecast from Dell Computer. The nation's number two PC maker says it expects increasing sales in the current quarter. CEO Michael Dell says slumping demand for computers is beginning to recover. The University of Michigan, however, reported that consumer confidence has fallen to its lowest level since November. Chief Investment Officer Tim Leach of Wells Fargo Private Client Services says that and other signs of slow economic growth helped keep blue chip stocks in check.
There still is a portion of the investor marketplace that is seeing or anticipating some kind of a double dip. And the bears have had center stage now for the last year and a half or more, 2 years, even in light of some positive things happening.
Leach counts as a big positive the fact that most chief executives met Wednesday's deadline to personally certify their company's financial statements. He says that should allay concerns of more widespread bookkeeping scandals.
I think that was psychologically a huge event so that confidence could come back into the marketplace.
The Securities and Exchange Commission says executives from more than 750 companies have filed their certification papers. So far, the agency's identified only a handful of companies that refuse to stand behind their numbers. Most of those are already notorious for accounting tricks, including Enron, WorldCom, and the Texas energy trader Dynegy. Scott Horsley, NPR News.